My dear brothers and sisters, my dear Liam and Julie, and candidates who will be received into the church tonight, this is the night. This is the night of all nights. From this night stems every other Sunday. From this night, from this fire, from this candle stems all of the candles for the year. From this Eucharist stems the Eucharist for the whole year. This is the night in which the Lord passes over, in which the Lord brings us from death to life, from slavery to freedom, tonight. This is the night. Father, don't you have anything else to say? No, this is the night. I have nothing else to say. Because there is no greater celebration than this moment. My dear elect of God and my dear candidates, your whole life has been to bring you to this moment. God put into play a plan of salvation for each one of you. And if we had the time and I asked each one of you, how did God bring you here? We would be here a very long time, and maybe it would be good for us to be here a very long time. But I want you to think about all of the ways that brought you to this moment and hold all of those in your hearts for the rest of your life. Because God brought us here through many paths. Tonight, as we were proclaiming this Easter Exalted, there were many lines in this liturgy that touched my heart, and I could never give a homily that long. So I can't speak on everything, and I hope that everything we have heard tonight, you dwell on them in your heart. But tonight, particularly in listening to the Easter Exalted, which we sing once a year only at the Easter Vigil, there was a line that was particularly strong that the Holy Spirit really moved me on. And the line was, "To ransom a slave, you gave away your son." I want us to reflect on that for a moment. To ransom a slave, you gave away your son. I want you to bear with me for a minute. Everyone, close your eyes. This may be easy for some of us who have an imagination. Some of us may not, but I invite you to close your eyes. I want you to imagine that you have been kidnapped. And when you're kidnapped, you're locked in a dark room with no sense of where you are, and no one is coming for you. You are bound, blindfolded, and you're even more terrified because you can hear your captor taunting you as you sit in that prison. want you to imagine for a second the emotions that you would have. The fear, the anger, the confusion, the profound sense of solitude. That now I want you to imagine for a second, think about for a second your sins. Because it is those sins that have you shackled. It is those sins that don't allow you to come out of the prison. Because it is sin that is the captor. It is sin that has bound and blindfolded us. It is because of sin that we live in fear, that we live confused, and that we live alone. But now, I want us to go back to that line. To ransom a slave, you gave away your son. Now imagine that someone comes and unties you and takes off the blindfold, and all you can see is that your captor has been overcome and you are being led to freedom. Open your eyes. I hope that as you imagined being led to freedom, we had an experience of relief. Because tonight, that is exactly what we are celebrating. I don't know if we have a good imagination. I tried to be slow, but to try to give us a... Because we don't have, you know, we tend to take sin very lightly. We tend to be very flippant with sin. Another one of the tendencies that we love to do is we tend to presume the mercy of God. And so we say, it's okay, I'll go to confession. It's okay, God will forgive me. And because we have this tendency to be so flippant with sin, we forget just how much of a slavery sin is in our lives. We forget how much it has us trapped. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, if we don't understand how much sin has us bound, then we will never understand the glory of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection. If we don't understand that sin has made us captives of sin and death, then the resurrection has no meaning. Tonight we celebrate that Christ has entered into our captivity of sin, entered into that cell where we lived in fear, where we lived confused and afraid. It is exactly into that cell that tonight God enters and frees you and me. Why? Because you matter. Because I matter. That is why you are here. My dear catechumens and candidates, you are here because you matter to God. Because God wants you. because God wants me. Because God does not want us to be slaves of sin. God does not want us to be captives of sin. God wants us to be adopted sons and daughters. And if we're adopted children of God, then we are free. But my dear brothers and sisters, with that freedom comes a great responsibility. And what do I mean by a great responsibility? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we have been freed. You and I have a responsibility to go and to get those who are still trapped. And you know who they are. We have an obligation to go and to bring Christ to those who are still bound by sin, to bring them hope, to tell them that they are not condemned to sit in a prison shackled by sin and death. Rather, that they are children of God who are called to a much greater life, a life that we have experienced. You know, I've been commenting with a lot of the family staff here about, we've been commenting about how much we like the Easter Vigil, and one of the comments that we've made over multiple years, but even in the last couple of years, is always, it is so beautiful to see the faces of the newly baptized and the new candidates, because we witness tonight a change in their life. We witness in this baptism, we will witness their being taken from slavery from slavery to freedom. When you see their faces, you see the great joy. Sometimes it's a joy that we old-timers, that we professional Catholics long time, that we've been carrying our membership cards maybe since we were baptized as babies. It's a joy that we sometimes have forgotten. Woe to us, my dear brothers and sisters, if we ever lose the joy of being rescued. Woe to us, my dear brothers and sisters, if we do not go for those who are still held captive. That is why tonight is the night. And so as we continue this celebration, and as we continue with this baptisms, we are reminded of the words of Jesus Christ in the gospel that says, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking," "I know that you're seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples." Tonight we see the empty tomb, and in that tomb, death, solitude, and fear are not the last words. Joy and hope are the last words. The resurrection bids us to go out, because there are still many more who are trapped. We need to go and bring them home. And so, as we come to this Eucharist, and as we celebrate these sacraments, we ask that the Lord may inflame in us a desire to bring, to go back into the prison and to bring out those captives with the help of Christ.